Do you hear that? It's the winds of change. Hey, welcome to Gynetai, episode number 77. Hey, keep it simple. Use reminder cards. Use reminder cards. You guys hear that? That is just Gynetai finally relaxing. Hey, thanks a lot for checking out Gynetai episode number 77. I'm a friendly science teacher playing indie music while helping out my students, to-be students, and former students with school and life. So today I'm going to play the Veronicas. And the track I'm going to play is Everything I'm Not. And I just love this, what it speaks to. You guys, don't worry about what people say about you. All that matters is what you think about yourself. And if you're in a good place, congrats. If you're not, let's work on it. Listen to Gynetai, go back to some of the old sessions, and use reminder cards. Yep, use reminder cards. That's today's Gynetai topic. So let's listen to the Veronicas. Just remember, this is a twin sister act out of Australia. I love them. Changing, but yet really what everyone wants you to do is be something else. Well, you can't. That's one thing I've learned I am a teacher. That is what I am. They want me to be a politician. Man, I just can't do it. They want me to smooth things over. Can't do it. I'm a teacher. I just know who I am, and I'm really comfortable with that. And I hope you guys are comfortable with who you are and who you're becoming. So that was Veronica's. I love that track. I love that band. I think I played all four tracks that I've been allowed to play over this past year. And man, I got to get permission to play some more of those tracks. So I start out today's Gynetai with Winds of Change, or Something in the Wind. Definitely, there's lots of changes occurring for me personally. Switching jobs next year, going to be big changes. And a lot of you guys, you're just moving on to Pioneer or wherever you're going, community high school. So congrats. I wish you guys well. And also a lot of you are going to be future Skyline Eagles. And I'm looking forward to meeting you guys as well. So it's pretty darn cool. Yep, lots of things changing. Lots of things changing. So first up, before I get into today's Gynetai podcast, I have the Clicker Challenge. But I have a lot of great tracks today. One of my favorite ones today is Masquerade. And it's by a band called Much the Same. I just really like that band. I'm going to play one of my old favorites, Small Town Sleeper. For some reason, I can never say that. Let Me Go. It's one of my favorite tracks last summer. So I'm looking for a new track for this summer. Something cool. So I guess I'll start out with last summer's favorite track first. But right now, it's time for the Clicker Challenge. So you guys know this is the part of the show where I play five snippets of movies. And your job is to figure out what movie they are from. Good luck. The end of the cast. I'll give you the answer. Number one.
Well, whoop-de-doo for the O'Doyles.
Number two.
Well, color me happy. There's a sofa in here for two.
First time in an elevator.
Number three.
Okay, it's not that big of a deal.
Somebody help me! I got a bag of fingers here!
Number four.
Now picture that, but everywhere.
Number five.
Let me get this straight. They ripped out your guts and they stuffed them in jars.
And then they take out your heart as well. Oh, and you know how they took out your brain?
They take a sharp, red-hot poker, stick it up your nose, scramble things about a bit, and then rip it all out through your nostrils.
All right, so that was the Clicker Challenge. Hope you guys liked it. And sorry about that, the last one there. That's a little weird, but I can't change it right now. I just gotta go with it. I had a little trouble in the earbud there. I didn't check that, but sorry. You guys, a couple things before I get into the next track. Cell phones, seriously, the world does not want to be part of your phone call. So you guys, just use some manners. And this summer, you guys are in your cell, and you're in line in the grocery store, just wait till you're later. It's just like the most annoying thing for adults, listening to kids chit-chat about stuff. They really don't want to hear what you have to say. Oh, well. I'm good with it, but in general, the public doesn't want to. So this next track I'm going to play, I love this band. I found them. They're called Much the Same off their CD, Quitters Never Win, and the track is called Masquerade. Yeah, it's punk. I dig it.
Sitting here and reading your thoughts, my heart sinks once again. 'Cause I caught you in another lie. Find no truth in what you said. You say that you hurt my feelings. You say I won't understand. I say you're just a coward. Just a coward.
Thank you.
The same. I like that band. That's a power punk band out of Chicago. And you say classy, they say the planet Earth. Much the same. I don't know what that means, but I got off their website. I just felt like saying it. So, as always, you guys can just go to Gynetai, check out the show notes, and check out the bands. Send them your love. Buy the bands, buy the tracks, and say thanks a lot for allowing me, Gynetai, to play that music. All right. Well, it's now time for Schools in Session. School's not really in session, but I think this will help you out a lot this summer. School's in session.
Teacher, leave us kids alone.
Using reminder cards. Yeah, I use reminder cards. This is a strategy I've used for many years. Using reminder cards has proven again and again to be a simple yet powerful way to remind myself of certain important points. Most of us have very good intentions when it comes to our own mental health and happiness. For the most part, we know what type of thoughts and actions will bring about happiness, as well as which ones will do the opposite. The problem is, we're so busy living our lives, solving problems, attending to our responsibilities, and interacting with other people that we sometimes forget to remind ourselves and therefore implement the ideas that will make our lives peaceful, productive, and happy. Reminder cards. I love reminder cards. Reminder cards are a great way to have the reminding done for us. They are free since you make them yourself. On a plain flashcard or small piece of paper, simply write down any thoughts, ideas, words, or insights that are particularly meaningful to you. Then keep them in places where you're likely to see and refer to them. A backpack, car visor, purse, or wallet, inside a book, next to your bed. I put mine right on my front lab table, right there. What you write on the cards themselves can be either a positive, life-affirming statement or a question that is designed to remind you of an important idea. Here are a few examples of reminder cards that I've used. Am I experiencing the power of love and forgiveness today? Smile. Another one is, life isn't an emergency. I can choose happiness. I will look for the good and beauty in everything around me. Smile. I use that one a lot. Have I told someone close to me how much I love her recently? I love you. Start to see the innocence in everybody. I could go on and on, but I'm sure you get the idea. Your reminder cards might be similar to mine or entirely different. They probably are, because I'm weird. It depends on what you'd like to emphasize. Success, happiness, overcoming adversity, kindness, compassion, grades, friendships, or whatever else. Using these cards is one of the simplest ideas that I use in these Gynetai, yet it really does work. Reminder cards remind you of what you already know and reinforce what should you deem important. Start using them today, and I'm sure you'll notice a positive change right away. This is Gynetai, doing the Gynetai thing.
Hey!
Doing the guy in the tie thing. So man, it's now the summertime. I officially am calling it summer because I'm going to play Small Town Sleeper. This is an awesome indie band out of Ohio off their CD, The Space Between Sorry and Congratulations. This was my song of the summer last year, Let Me Go. So just stick your hands out the car, kick back, and enjoy the summer. Just relax. This is a Small Town Sleeper. You guys get too far away this summer, could you guys email me or post to guynetai.com? Let me know where I should go this summer. You know, I got my two little kids. Where should I go? I'm looking for some good ideas. I have kind of like a plan where I want to go. I've never been to a minor league baseball game in my life, and I was thinking of going to the Lansing Lugnuts game. I heard Friday nights are a lot of fun, fireworks and all that. So I was thinking of taking my two little girls there, but let me know, where should I go? Don't let me go, but let me where I should know I... Dude, let me know where I should go. I tried to be so crafty there. I stink. So that was Small Town Sleeper. I love that band. And if you like them, send them your love. Let them know you really like them. Okay, so Guy and Ty is going to play a little hip-hop here. This is the band called Loose Logic with a track called One Story. Thank you.
confident now at rest. With divine success, must refine this mess. What we find up next in the story, it's in vain, no glory. Full of pain and anguish, shameless, this stain which was left by the stainless, and his name is unknown at this time in the present. As I present the evidence, no more than a peasant, it was evident in the sediment. But we soon will rest. But what happened? What was on his chest? And what he needed to get off? And what's the situation? What's he contemplating at that very time? Was it obligation? And he broke the bond? Whatever it was, and know it ended with slugs. In confrontation now, he's a racist of dust. People, one story, one outcome. Was lit before the moment when he lost the clip. It was on his hip. He reversed through the door. The bullet comes back. Homie burst off the floor. Now they both standing, but they in different places. We traced this before they came to face this reality. When they step and they battle and suppress, but this battery results in a casualty. Revolt as a note, but I vote that this had to be sadly. As he steps in the door of his heart and record, but he just can't afford to pay for it. That's what he came here for. Lit so he gets his gap, just to split this cat. So he gets his cash, vacates and he gets his stash. And he makes it fast, cause he knows that he made his pass. Now he's paid at last. Two people, one score. In the future, he shoots you, you're broke like glass. And it don't suffice when you broke the vice, cause you stifled life when you throw advice. Cause your own two eyes, dog, I'd advise that you listen. And you use your intuition. Learn from these mistakes so you won't misjudge. And the life and grudge, as your boys in charge, you should weigh the stakes. Fingers on the gun, while the beam is on this gun. And his feelings turning numb. And the last thing he sees as he lands on his knees is the flash that it makes as he gasps and awakes. Vision. He makes decisions, cause the dream had made incisions on his heart. He'd envisioned from the start this collision of his thoughts had sparked his remorse. Two people, one story, one outcome. Two glory, where will it lead? How will it go? Who will be left with breath and a soul? Two people, one story, one outcome. Two glory, where will it lead? How will it go? Who will be left with breath?
So that was a band, Loose Logic, with a track called One Story. And they're off this label called Acropolis, A-C-R-O-P-O-L-I-S-R-P-O. And it's kind of like a, they're out of California, but it's an alternative dance, hip-hop, electronic label. And they have a really diverse group of representation, reggae, rap, rock. But I did make a little link. But the cool thing about this band is they made their MP3 available to all you guys. So just go to guyinatie.com and click the little link that will allow you to download that promotional track. So thanks a lot, Loose Logic and Acropolis. Well, it's now time for the clicker challenge. So you guys know I'm going to play it again. Check your notes, and then I'll give you the answers. Number one.
Well, whoop-de-doo for the O'Doyles.
Number two.
Well, color me happy. There's a sofa in here for two.
First time in an elevator.
Number three.
Okay, it's not that big of a deal.
Somebody help me! I got a bag of fingers here!
Number four.
Now picture that. but everywhere.
Number 5.
Let me get this straight. They ripped out your guts and they stuffed them in jars.
And then they take out your heart as well. Oh, and you know how they took out your brain?
They take a sharp, red-hot poker, stick it up your nose, scramble things about a bit, and then rip it all out through your nostrils.
Alright, here are the answers for the clicker challenge. Number 1. Click.
Well, whoop-de-doo for the O'Doyles.
Number 2, Pretty Woman.
Well, color me happy. There's a sofa in here for two.
First time in an elevator.
Number 3, The Ringer.
Okay, it's not that big of a deal.
Somebody help me! I got a bag of fingers here!
Number 4, The Fantastic Four.
Now picture that. But everywhere.
Number 5, The Mummy.
Let me get this straight. They ripped out your guts and they stuffed them in jars.
And then they take out your heart as well. Oh, and you know how they took out your brain?
They take a sharp, red-hot poker, stick it up your nose, scramble things about a bit, and then rip it all out through your nostrils.
So once again, I really apologize for that messed up The Mummy. Little MP3 file there, clip of the movie. So, gosh, it's just going in the one ear bud. So, I have to watch my production next time. And next up is Hunting the Canyon Behind by a band called Oh Juliet off their EP called E-Bass Recordings. So, I hope you guys dig it.
My dear, I fear we're falling to danger. Hunting the riverbed in pursuit of the things that haunt your head. Oh, the violent things that remind you of me. You swore that you would never walk to the shoreline where all the fishermen hoist their sails. They dance in the moon to the siren song before their day begins. Did you see the badger, the bison, the fawn, or the bowen lurking around in your head?
Yeah.
So the winds of change. I started out today's Guy in a Tie with the winds of change. Yeah, there's lots of changes occurring for everybody. I'm just thinking about myself personally, moving to Skyline. But whenever I need to change, whenever I need to think about how I am, usually it's like I get cranky and grouchy in February. I'm notorious for that. I always pull out or make a little smile card, a little reminder card to keep smiling, to stop talking, put a smile on my face, and then start talking with my students, addressing my students or anyone that I'm dealing with. Because I use reminder cards because it's one of the simplest ways that I use as Guy in a Tie, yet it really, really does work. Reminder cards remind you of what you already know and reinforce that which you deem important. Start using them today, and I'm sure you'll notice a positive change right away. Use reminder cards. They'll put a smile on your face. If your reminder card is smile. So this is Guy in a Tie. Enjoy your summer. And guys, do your homework. Seriously, do your homework. Read. This is Guy in a Tie. See ya.
You hear that? It's the winds of change.